We are here at Biofuels USA on I-70 in Missouri, and with me is the owner of this new station here that's offering different blends of biodiesel. Will you introduce yourself for me, please?
Hi, I'm Frank Emo. How are you all doing?
And Frank, tell us about your operation here.
Well, we have 10 pumps. We have three different flavors of biodiesel. We have B5, B20, and B99. All of our fuel is 100% American. We have no foreign oil here. And we make our biodiesel out of soybean oil, which helps the farmers, and it helps America. And that's what we're trying to do.
And you have a plant near here, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that.
Oh, we're cooking about 15 to 16,000 gallons of biodiesel a day right now. We're in the process of doubling our facility. It should be ready in the next 4 weeks. And like I say, we use soybean oil, and we're just trying to keep the money in America and help the farmers and help America.
Well, God bless the USA. Now, you had a grand opening here.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that.
Oh, it was real nice. We had a lot of people come out, and I barbecued tzatzas and hot dogs, and we had fresh Calhoun peaches, and we sold some fuel, and we're all happy.
All right, real good. Now, I want to talk to this gentleman over here. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Kevin Hurdler. I'm the executive director of St. Louis Regional Clean Cities Program.
And you were involved with this grand opening today. Tell me how.
Well, I worked with Frank and to promote this across the country, and especially in Missouri and St. Louis and Kansas City, and just to promote the American fuels. And, had this event so that stakeholders could come out and see what's going on. And we're real excited about this because it's different. You know, we don't have public B20 stations around close to here, and we sure don't have any B99 stations. All these stations like this are privately owned or centrally fueled, or they're on government property. So to have a public station, this is real exciting for us.
Well, and what do Clean Cities really promotes renewable fuels like biodiesel? Tell me about that.
Yeah, our whole mission is to reduce our dependence on fossil fuel, and we do that with the American-made fuels, natural gas, propane, biodiesel, ethanol, electric, hydrogen, and then idle reduction programs and vehicles miles traveled, So we promote anything that reduces our dependence, and this is what a great way to do it. And all these fuels are good for the environment, and all these, they create jobs.
And you're also getting support for this effort from the National Biodiesel Board as well as the Soybean Association, right?
Yes, correct. Both the MBB was here today, National Biodiesel Board, and the Missouri Soybean Association came by today. So it was nice having them here.
All right. Well, and anybody who's driving on I-70 from Kansas City to St. Louis or back again, this is at New Florence Exit. It's Exit 175. And you'll see the red, white, and blue sign out in front that says, God Bless America, Biofuels USA. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.